Brazilians elected a polarizing new president yesterday. Jair Bolsonaro has made his name as a far-right candidate who's praised the country's past dictatorship. As WLRN's Danny Rivero tells us, a current federal court case in West Palm Beach points to what critics say the country's future could look like under his watch.
Last year in Deerfield Beach, candidate Bolsonaro told Florida's Brazilian community that he would give police a carte blanche to kill criminals. Bolsonaro made the line a pillar of his platform. To cut down on crime, he would grant immunity to police for violence they inflict on civilians. About 30 miles north of where Bolsonaro first made that statement, a court case is showing the stakes of that policy. A Brazilian man named Edivaldo Ferreiro de Souza is in a federal trial in West Palm Beach. His charge, that he lied to U.S. immigration officials about being indicted for a murder linked to a Brazilian police death squad in the 1990s. If de Souza is found guilty, he will face deportation back to Brazil. Cesar Munoz of Human Rights Watch says the fact that anyone was charged in that old murder is rare.
It happens, but it's, you know, it's a very small percentage of cases.
Virtually all human rights groups have expressed concern over Bolsonaro's policy on state violence, an ongoing problem. Francisco Ciampolini of Amnesty International says rolling back accountability could open the floodgates of state violence.
The due process, the investigation aspects of a misconduct or even of a crime committed by a military or a police officer would be diminished to the level that they almostly could do anything.
In other words, the crime that de Souza allegedly lied to U.S. officials about being indicted for, under incoming President Bolsonaro, that murder might not even be considered a crime. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
And just a note, today's WLRN feature by Danny Rivero and Matthew Petty on Amendment 10 was cut off prematurely about a half an hour ago. Our apologies for that. But you can listen for re-airing this morning at 8:45 and also online at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.